The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Gathering Offering 2.0 with an attempting servant, Jerry Kirk, and this is January 20th, 2022. I am going to, people have made some suggestions to me, so I want to agree with some of them. I was calling this the Gathering Offering number 2, and they said that was, misleading. This should be 2.0, so going to be changing stuff like that shortly. Somebody had recommended me to get some email that people could communicate with me through email. Have not got that finished. Supposedly, we'll have that finished by next Monday. Remember, I am not competent on a computer. I can tell you how to make them simple, but people don't like that part. And so anyway, that's going to be a little change there, 2.0, and the email, like I said, will come up. I am not going to give out my phone number because I had that island once, and I cannot do 8 hours a day of phone calls. I'm just not going to try that ever again. Okay, somebody also suggested that I should have a title for each of these broadcasts. I don't know exactly how to do that, but I can understand what people are talking about. Therefore, I'm going to name this particular gathering offering as something that most people might not like. This one is basically tying Jerry Kirk down on the ground, face up, and basically having five people with runaway diarrhea come over and unload on my face, because that's how popular what I'm going to be bringing up. The vast majority of people are going to be greatly offended by this beginning. Okay? So, we're going to jump into it, but one last thing, not going to accept any calls the first half hour, and possibly into the second half hour, I may not take any calls. I just have to see how it goes. So I have a question for the listening audience. Can you tell me anything about the name Pudens? P-U-D-E-N-S. Just ask yourself that question. Have you done any history in about Rome as to who Pudens was? His name is traceable, the Pudens name is traceable back to about 150 BC. Now, that name, when I found it because of his importance to ancient Rome. He was the banker of Rome. He controlled all the money. Every commander of a legion, or if they had more than one legion, they got all of their money from Pudens. Every single dime. Pudens got his money back when that legion or group of legions conquered some country, some nation. And he got the lion's pick of the best of the best, and he got all of his money that he wanted at exorbitant interest rates. But there was no arguing with Pudens because he controlled all the money, every bit of it. Now, that's a pretty powerful dude. And anybody that opposed Pudens was shortly disappeared. Now, Pudens, you might say, well, golly gee, what does this have to do with anything? Well, it's history, and if you don't know the history of your opposition, you're probably not going to win a gunfight, to borrow somebody else's language on another show. In a past show that I did on RBN recently, I pointed out that Rome officially conquered Britain, or what you want to call England today, and the 1200s. There's a treaty to that effect, 1255, that the King of England surrendered to Rome everything. But that's not the entire truth. The entire truth was that a certain individual was sent to the British Isles, England, at approximately 45 AD. That individual was sent trying to find out certain information. That information he couldn't find. He spent almost 12 years there, that particular individual. And he had no success. So let me back up just a little bit farther about England and Rome. Rome saw absolutely no reason at all to ever invade or conquer England. England had some shale, it had some fish, and it had some timber. They were highly unorganized. There was not one king. There were actually numerous kings. The count, I can't tell you. One king may have taken and had 50 square miles. Another one might have had 10 square miles. It was a very loose organization. The kings communicated with each other. But there was only one king that stood out as being bigger than all the others. Well, anyway, the guy that went in there to infiltrate England and to find out some certain information, he failed. So, there's this guy that says, okay, we're going to invade England and conquer them now. We're talking, you know, just a few years after the death of the only begotten Son of the Father in heaven. So, there's this one guy that's part of the legion. He's controlling the legion as such because he's the money man. and his name was Rufus Pudens Prudentus. Prudentus was his status. He was the on-site money man for Putin Sr. And people go, what? You know, what are you talking about? What I'm talking about is that Rome actually conquered England in the 60s, 60 AD, 55, 60, in that time frame. Now, why don't I have an exact date? Because the dates that you find, sometimes that means, well, they were moving all the legions over there, and it took like a year. That took them like 6 months to make demands. So when do you exactly say that they decided to invade England? Well, I really don't know, because it was probably 2 or 3 years before they actually got the legions together. They didn't just do this stuff snapping their fingers. So this guy, Rufus Pudens, he goes over there, and they conquer England. Approximately 80% of the various little kings in England were all massacred. I mean, completely and totally massacred in the most violent fashion. Now, that's enough to make your stomach turn a little bit, except for one thing. Here's the big detail. Hard to find unless you can access Vatican records, which I have done in the past. Don't do it right now. The big king of England and his entire family were captured and brought back to Rome. Now, when I say his entire family, I'm talking about his princes and his lords and all those kind of people like that. Well, the history of Rome was this. All conquered kings, emperors, or dictators were brought back to Rome, and they had a holiday. And that holiday was they viciously tortured and killed every single opposing king, his wife, his princesses, everybody. It was just, and the Romans just loved that blood. They loved to see that. That was great. They loved drinking blood. So, with the King of England, though, things were different. He was brought back to Rome with his whole big group, and each of those particular people were married off to other Romans so that the Romans could interbreed with the King of England and his corps. At the same time, old Rufus boy was in England, and they had shipped hundreds of Romans over there, and they picked out wives to breed to create more Canaanites. Now, that should be just a little bit scary about the name Pudens. But that is the history, the facts. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get into something, and if I find my page, I'm going to give you some names that ought to probably make you ask the question, how come they don't teach us this stuff in school? Because they don't want to teach you in school. What they want you to do is to be trained and indoctrinated. Our entire society is set up that way. Now let's see if we can tie something to somebody else. In the good book, there's a man that says, salute Rufus, his mother and mine. Oops. You think, you know, is this guy saying, hey, he's got a nice mom, and my mom met his mom, and they're nice ladies. No, that's not what it was. What happened was the presiding Pharisee, Sadducee, chief, bad guy that was in charge of everything, he died. Now, that wasn't supposed to be a problem. He had two sons and a daughter. Well, one of his sons got into a duel and got killed. The other son, he got onto drugs and basically committed suicide. So now the presiding, the in-power Pharisee Sadducee guy has no heir to take over this position that has existed since the time of Cain. Wow. So they had to scratch their heads real carefully. And they said, we've got to continue this particular bloodline. So what did they do? They get a hold of old banker, legion financier, Putin's. And they say, which he had married a girl, and the offspring was Rufus Putin's Prudentus. So they have, Putin says, we're going to solve this problem real quick because we don't have any problems with all of our money and banking. I'm going to divorce my wife. She's going to come over, go over to Israel, what they didn't call it Israel back in them days, and she's going to marry the acting chief priest of the Pharisee Sadducee religion, empire, whatever you want to call it. So this particular man that says, salute Rufus, his mother and mine, he's telling you that his mother was so-and-so, Putin's ex-wife. They were half-brothers. Wow. Now let's see. What was the offspring of the acting, the temporary priest? And he was temporary until, oops, the offspring of him and Putin's wifey grew up to be old enough. Well, what was his name when he grew up? Well, I'll spell it for you. M-A-L-C-H-U-S. I pronounce it Malchus, but that's not exactly the way it's read. But that was his name. And he's mentioned by that name one time in the King James Bible and in some other Bibles. And everybody says, oh, golly gee. He goes and he talks to the only begotten Son, and he says, what do I got to do to enter into the kingdom of heaven? And the only begotten Son says, get rid of all your riches. Give it all to the poor. And clean yourself up. So does Malchus do. It says it right there in your King James. The price was too heavy for him, and he said no. He refused to do it. Now, in the King James, you start saying, okay, did he have any other names? Well, yeah, he was also called Annas. Not like the rear thing. A-N-N-A-S. He was the father-in-law to Cephalus. Now, all these names, it's really hard to put them all together and to track them. It took me years to track these names and numbers. But he's mentioned by Malchus in your King James. That's the offspring of the acting high priest and Putin's ex-wife. Wow. Now, what's the big deal about that? Well, let's see. I speculate that Malchus guy was born on the exact same day that the only begotten Son was born. I speculate that. I have no proof to that. But they grew up side by side. So what does Malchus wind up doing? He winds up being the commander of about four or five legions in the Israel area. So after the only begotten Son was taking and doing his thing, and everybody that was following him were called followers of the way. So what was Malchus's orders? Take right now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Tedious of what I'm going through. I also realize that this is like a 5 percenter, that there's only a certain amount of time that I have to present this information. Now, we move forward and we have this guy named Malchus. Well, let's see. In Acts 4:1, the priests and the captain of the temple. Now, you won't find this in the King James. In the Farfenton Bible, which was translated directly from the Greek to the English, in the notes, it notes that Malchus was the officer of Ananias. Ananias is spelled a couple different ways depending on which Bible you look at. Ah, the officer of Ananias. Yes, he commanded the legions. Now, Ananias was the commander of all of Israel. So what did this Malchus guy do? Well, if you take a look in your books, you will see that he's now named Saul, and Saul did so-and-so. However, if you look that word up, Saul, you will see that he is a Saulite, a descendant of King Saul, who stood head and shoulders above all men. He was one of the giants. He had giant DNA in him. That's why he was a giant. Just think about that a second. That's why he was called Saul. That was never his name. But most people say, oh, well, that was his name, Saul. No, he was a Saulite. Because they don't do their homework. They don't have time. They don't have the resources. I understand that. It's very, very time consuming. You know, I've got years into this research. Now, what does Saul go out and do? He goes out throughout, not just Israel, but throughout the known world in that area, and he captures all the followers of the way, and he viciously murders them. He has legions. They take over, they find the followers of the way, and they cut them to pieces. They burn them. They do everything that is beyond belief. Now, as we continue on this, we're told by Saul that he had a visitation, and the only begotten son came and visited with him. Now, wait a minute. I got to back up just a little bit here. Wait a minute. The only begotten son told his apostles that he was going to die. He's going to be going underground for 3 days and three nights. And then he's going to the right hand of the Father, and he shall stay there until a certain time. Well, why don't you go hunt this area up where the only begotten son says, oh, Saul, Saul, why do you just are persecuting me so bad, killing all my people? Now, you really think that the only begotten son is going to sit there and bow down to this piece of diarrhea? Come on! This guy is killed. The numbers are really off. Some people say he killed 50,000 people. Some numbers say he killed 200,000 people. And now this is the guy that's going to be in charge of saving all the sheep's lives and making them get along great, just great with the world. Really? You know, you haven't sat down and read this stuff and studied it. And there's a lot of very good people out there that have been deceived. And I'm going to go into, not next week, but the following week, I'm going to go into all kinds of details about this type of stuff. Just as a quickie, though, in Acts 7:43, the star of Pemphan, I can't even say it, Pemphan, it was a six-sided star. Anybody with any serious knowledge of scriptures understands that the Father's star is a seven-pointed star. And there's an entire 2 or 3 hours relative to the calendar based on a seven-pointed star. The bad guys have a six-pointed star. Isn't that interesting? Now, this is the guy that took over. Now, when he took over, we got a bottom of the half hour break. Thank you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Now let's take a little brief thing that nobody knows. that I ever talked to. This guy, Saul, since he's got all of the money, he's the money man of Rome, he decides to build himself a temple, a house, whatever you want to call it. That temple, house, new castle, whatever you want to call it, had five different names. And the size of it, to relate it in the only way that I can, is that it had 400 house servants. Wow. And that particular location was not called the Vatican at that time. It was a number of hundreds of years after that that they built the Vatican that you see right now in Rome. So, then we move into another one of Saul's books. All the saints salute you chiefly, they that are of Caesar's household. Wow. Now all the saints are, that Paul says are saints, they are of Caesar's household. Is there any other way to tie this together? Yeah. Just go read all the stuff that is in the Vatican. It's pretty heavy duty. People have got to know something about this. I didn't name Putin's wife, did I? Because you'd have a real hard time finding it if I didn't give you the name. Her name was Priscilla. Now, Priscilla and Aquila were brought into Rome in the Palladium Britannicum. I don't pronounce that. Palladium Britannicum. The Palace of Britain. Remember I told you about? The king came over and he was, and all of his family was married, you know, to various other Canaanite Romans. And they built him a castle and kept him there for generations. You know, he died, but his sons and his daughters and his grandsons, they were kept there for hundreds of years. Because what they were looking for was a certain item. That's why Saul went to England. And nobody would give him any information as to what he was looking for. Wow. Now you got another hunt. What were they looking for? Well, if you don't read the Ode to Tia Tepe, you're not going to know what they were looking for. Isn't this amazing? All of this, and what I've done is I've chopped and cut and cut and cut all kinds of information because of time frame. Now, let's just see if there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 verses in the Old Testament that say that Saul is a bad guy. Now, did I say that it was a Saulite? No. This is Saul, the offspring of a Canaanite and his mother. Saul was a complete giant. There's no question that he was one of the bad guys. And so the word Saul in history, in your King James, 5 times, Saul is a bad guy. 5 times. And yet everybody, what do? They listen to Saul on a constant basis. Who introduced Saul to everybody and his theology? Rome. Rome got together and said, we've got to do this because we've got to find these people, all the followers of the way, and kill them. They didn't just kill them. They murdered them. They massacred them. They did unmentionable things to people. Now, how many people can tell me that they know anything about the subject that I have been talking about? Am I some kind of a ultra 1 billion plus crazy guy? I don't think so. Let's go to some research. This is the Columbia Encyclopedia, second edition, 1950. That was my birthday gift, actually. I still have it. I was born in 1950. In it, we have the word, the two words, Hebrew language, a Semite language of the Canaanite group. That's page 872. You also have to see the language table. Ooh. So there's a little documentation right there. Now, under the Semite language, you have on page 1092, it's listed as Old Canaanite. Canaanites were the sons of Cain. They were the ones that went out and destroyed and did everything they could to kill the followers of the way. Okay, under the Semite language, page 1092, Old Canaanite, Moabite, Phoenician, Punic, Hebrew, New Hebrew, Ugaritic. Wow, how about that? Now, that's where people had a chance to go look in the 50s, but how many people have a 6-inch thick book and can go back to reference and stuff like that? Not too many people. Am I blessed? Or am I laying on the ground and having five people that have diarrhea empty on my face? I don't really know. Now let's just go forward with something else a little more modern. Webster's New 20th Century Dictionary, Unabridged, 1968. That was my gift for graduating high school. Everybody else got all kinds of people got cars, they got this, they're... I got a dictionary. It's a monster. Page 1650. Semitic, of characteristics of or like the Semites, related to the Hamites, Hamitic language, Akkadian, I can't pronounce it, Phoenician, Punic, Aramaic, Hebrew, modern Hebrew. So, if you take and you look at old Saul, the old boy Saul, I have a question. Why is he writing on a constant basis? He's got books like this. Why is he writing to the Hebrews? Why is he writing to the Romans? They are the absolute end game enemies, killers of the followers of the way. They are the enemies of the only begotten Son. And, you know, I didn't make this up. I couldn't print those books. Not at all. But just as a quickie, Matthew 15:24. But he, that being the only begotten Son, answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Wow. Isn't that interesting? That the leader of Christianity, oops, did I step on a whole lot of people's toes right then? They have been following the Vatican from day one. They have been misled fraudulently, I mean beyond fraudulent, to destroy your knowledge. And you know what? If you go into stuff like I'm doing tonight and at other times, you don't get billionaires to come in and say, I'm going to give you a few million dollars to go ahead and start telling the truth. No, you get slam dunked on a constant and a continuous basis. You get slam dunked. And that's part of what goes with it. But it doesn't do you any good just to listen to me. That's not good enough. You have to pick something out, learn it, study it, get it real good. You've got to go out there and find other lost sheep and help them. Now, what's that going to get you? Well, the good stuff, let's put it back and wait on that. On the not-so-good stuff, you're going to be persecuted like you have no idea. They're going to come after you. But if you don't stand up for the Father in heaven and his only begotten Son and for their laws, you ain't going to have nothing. You're going to wind up in that place that's real hot. Or you're going to be under the altar of the Father, and you're going to be repeating constantly, continuously, "Oh, Father, how long shall it be before you avenge our souls?" Now, there's people out there that are taking the clot shot, as some people have wanted to name it. And those people have good genes. They're not bad guys. They're not Canaanites. But this is what will break your heart unless you understand that it's the Father's will for this to happen. It wouldn't happen if it wasn't the Father's will. I wouldn't be sitting here. Now, I just had my hands crossed a little bit. I just spread my hands apart like that, looking at both my palms of my hands. The Father knew I was going to do that 1,000 years ago. He knew it 10 seconds before I did it. Nothing happens that the Father doesn't know. That's how he doesn't have a computer. He's got something 10 jillion times better than the best computer they've got on the planet here. We have to do our homework, and we have to talk to other people. You have to take some of this information. You have to study it. And, you know, if your eyes start watering up, if you start saying, "Oh, what a dummy I am." I've been there. I've been there a bunch. And it's not a pleasant feeling to find out how dumb you are. Now, when I was growing up, everybody was talking about people's IQ. And so finally I got around and I asked my mom, my dad. Well, my mom was dead when I asked this, my stepmother. But I asked my grandmother, my grandpa. I said, "You know, everybody's got this IQ thing. They've done everything on these IQ things." And I said, "You know, no one ever told me what my IQ is." You know what the answer was that my dad and other of my family members gave me? They said, "Jerry, we want to assure you that your IQ is at least 1 point higher than 91. Well, I didn't know what 91 meant, so I had to go look up, you know, IQs. And anyway, in those days, if you had an IQ of 91 or less, you were in an institution. You weren't allowed out on the streets. You were called crazy. Different forms of crazy. Now what do they do with these people? They give them drugs. They're walking around. They're going crazy at different times, popping off at people. They're killing people. They're murdering people. That's the world we live in right now. And there are a lot of good people that are going to take that shot. They're going to have good genealogy. And the reason they're going to take that shot is because they do not have the basic foundation. The beginning of knowledge is fear of the Lord. And if you have any fear of some kind of laboratory-made virus, well, you're just going to be a limp nothing. You have to stand strong. Now, I don't want to go out there and get into a gunfight with good people that have taken a shot. And they've had their DNA ruined. Okay? It's ruined. They ain't going to make it this trip. Now let me stop running time. Do I know that my DNA is good or bad? I don't know. I don't want to know. Because if I go get myself a test, and to find out your DNA, all you've got to do is take the test, the COVID test. They put a nasal swab up your nose. And they do other things now, but originally they were just doing Q-tip. And they do DNA testing to find out who's who. And all the bad guys, they don't care if they kill millions and millions and millions of the bad guys. They want to make sure they kill the few millions that are good guys that are on this planet. Life is of no concern to the bad guys, except for, you know, big guys. I mean, you know, Soros and Gates and all those guys that got all that kinds of money. They're the financial sorcerers of our world. They, you know, they control bankroll, the media. They control all kinds of things. Well, those bad guys think that they're going to be in a cave somewhere. They've all been building, you know, millions and millions of dollars of underground bunkers. You know what they what the Bible says? And they shall be under the rocks, and they shall be praying for the rocks to cave in on them. We got a break right now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be able to finish up this presentation here in just a couple minutes. Now let's see. Acts 22:20 from the Farrar Fenton. Paul speaking. Yes. And when the blood of Stephen was poured out, I myself was there, chief justice, and gave the decision and guarded the garments of his murderers. Now that sounds like a guy that I want to follow, learning about the Father. Killing Stephen. Actually, I know a guy named Stephen. Not too many guys are named Stephen. Most people are named Steve. Now, on the footnote, page 1167, the Greek word used by Paul to indicate by his position at that trial is a titular one, a title. Asbestos, E-P-H-E-S-T-O-S. Wow, you got to learn up that word to find out what a title means. Which in English would be chief justice. He was, in fact, president of the Ecclesiastical Court of Jerusalem. And just as a sidebar, yes, Jebus turned into Jerusalem, but before that, the name before Jerusalem was Salem. And, you know, if you don't know that, you get all confused in the title lines and who's saying what. Now, in the King James Bible, it just says, I was standing by and consenting unto his death, kept the raiment of them that slew him. Wow. Now, that's the guy that I'm sure the Father and the only begotten Son, that we're going to take this piece of manure, diarrhea Maria, manure, and we're going to put him in charge of everything that you need to know about heaven and hell, to tell you how to live your life. Let's remember, ladies and gentlemen, unequivocally, the Roman Catholic Church said in their masses, we got this little old unleavened wafer, and we're going to bless it and do this magical thing, and it's going to become the body of Christ. And we're going to take this wine, and we're going to bless it and do this magical stuff to it. Sorcery again, kids. And it's going to be the blood of Christ. And then you go up there and you kneel, and they stick what you're told is the body and blood of the Christ. They're making you into a cannibal. The most abominable thing that can happen. And this is the Christianity that you want to be part of, that celebrates being a cannibal, and that you're eating the only begotten sons. We have another break. Thank you. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.